Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India will never compromise on the interests of its farmers, fishermen and dairy farmers. He was addressing the M.S. Swaminathan Centenary International Conference in New Delhi today. Prime Minister Modi emphasized that the welfare of the farmers remains the utmost priority of his government.
हमारे लिए अपने किसानों का हित सर्वोच्च प्राथमिकता है। भारत अपने किसानों के, पशुपालकों के और मछुआरे भाई-बहनों के हितों के साथ कभी भी समझौता नहीं करेगा। और मैं जानता हूँ, व्यक्तिगत रूप से मुझे बहुत बड़ी कीमत चुकानी पड़ेगी, लेकिन मैं इसके लिए तैयार हूँ।
Highlighting that Dr. Swaminathan led movement to make India self-reliant in food production, the Prime Minister said that today India is the world's number one producer of milk, pulses and jute. He stressed on the need to develop as many varieties of climate-resilient crops and focus on heat-resistant crops. Proceedings of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha continue to be marked by the opposition's protest over the special intensive revision exercise of electoral rolls in Bihar and other issues on the fourth day of this week. Due to the opposition's ruckus, both the houses have been adjourned for the day. When the Lok Sabha met after the second adjournment at 2 p.m., opposition parties trooped into the well, raising slogans and demanding discussion over the SIR issue. Amid noisy scenes, the House passed the Manipur Goods and Services Tax Amendment Bill 2025 and the Manipur Appropriation No. 2 Bill 2025. Amid pandemonium, the chair adjourned the House for the day. Similar scenes were also witnessed in the Rajya Sabha. The House passed the Coastal Shipping Bill 2025. Amid pandemonium, the chair adjourned the House for the day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today met with a group of farmers from Tamil Nadu earlier in the Parliament. In a social media post, Mr. Modi informed that he was amazed to hear about the experiences of the farmers and their focus on innovation and embracing new farming techniques to boost productivity as well as increase sustainability. The Election Commission today issued the notification for filing of nomination for the Vice Presidential election. Nominations for the office of Vice President can be filed till the 21st of this month and election will be held on the 9th of September. National Security Advisor Ajit Dobhal today met Russian Security Council Chief Sergei Shoigu in Moscow today. Mr. Dobhal said India has a special and long relationship with Russia and it values this relationship. He said both sides had high-level engagement and these engagements have contributed very substantially. The NSA also said Russian President Vladimir Putin will visit India soon and the dates are almost finalized. However, no specific date or timeline has been indicated about the visit. US President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin have agreed to meet in the coming days, a Kremlin aide has said. A possible meeting between Mr. Trump and Mr. Putin would follow U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff holding talks with the Russian president today. The U.S. has enacted a wide-ranging series of new tariffs with rates between 10 and 50%, targeting imports from around 70 countries. The move is part of President Donald Trump's aggressive push to overhaul global trade practices that he deems unfair to the U.S. Key American allies, including the EU, Japan and South Korea, will face a base tariff of 15%, while some Brazilian goods will be hit with duties as high as 50%. Benchmark domestic equity indices today ended marginally up, led by the IT sector. After a weak start, both the indices extended their losses during the afternoon trade, weighed down by US President Trump's tariff moves. However, the indices staged a stellar recovery during the last half an hour of trade. Sensex rose 79 points to close at 80,623. Nifty added 22 points to settle at 24,596. And in Uttarakhand, large-scale rescue and relief operations entered the third day today in the aftermath of a devastating cloudburst and landslide in Dharali and Harsil regions of Uttarkashi district. And that is the end of this news bulletin.